Thank you, Janet. And I have to say that we, as an alumni body here, owe so much to the work of Janet Johns. So, really, she's a spectacular person. It's pretty great to see the class of 2006 sitting here together in Kresge Auditorium again, this place where we sat through Greek God and Goddess, oven lectures, and that opening convocation when we moved into Longden or BR or Hoegate, and we had no idea what was going on, but we're really excited our parents were leaving. It always is so nice to be back in this town, in this college, in this place, but it's really a lot better when I'm here with the people who I spent four amazing years with. Now, in preparing for this, I emailed some friends from the class to get stories, anecdotes, and other ideas that might be useful. But I had to include a caveat that there might be children around because, you know, there is some families here. It was probably going to be recorded. And with that, they weren't really very much help. But I'll say later on in the beer garden or wherever else, feel free to come find me. I'll point you a few people's way. They could probably write a book. But it's definitely not appropriate for here. 5 years really doesn't seem like a very long time, especially when we're the reunion newbies sitting in this auditorium. We see this reel of photos go through the years, and we realize the context of this place. But that said, it's pretty crazy to think about how the world has changed since we parted ways in 2006. When we left this campus, the iPhone hadn't yet been invented. There had never been a female Speaker of the House or an African-American president. There's no like button on Facebook. The words Twitter and tweet had no meaning besides maybe describing animal sounds. Peyton Manning had never won a Super Bowl. Budweiser was an American beer. It's true. A tea party involved fine china and cookies. And Lady Gaga was an NYU student named Stephanie. True story. Since 2006, we've started families, we finished grad school, and we've begun our careers. And when we're beginning our careers, inevitably we're asked the question, so, where do you go to school? For those of us who found ourselves away from home and outside of neighboring cities like Indy or Chicago or Cincinnati, I should mention I'm from DC, there are two inevitable answers to our response, to PA. The first is kind of a blank stare. And the second is some comment about Chicago or basketball or some combination thereof. But every now and then, when I answer DePa, I get a smile. And I know that he or she knows. I know that person gets it, that they know DePa, and they know what we experienced and what it means to us. Now, just last weekend, a 2011 grad had just moved to DC named Duncan Wolf. And I saw him at a friend's house and we were chatting. And he's the creative genius behind a lot of these videos you may have seen online in the past year. And I told him how this one stood out to me. It was an admissions video. And it asked students, what do you love about DePa? He got answers ranging from Little Term to Little Five to Boulder Runs, the professors, Greek life, and even the library. But it ended with a student saying, because it's home. When we come back, we really feel at home. Not just because it's a place that housed our residence hall or fraternity or sorority or duplex. It's because DePa is a home in a much deeper sense, in a way that bonds us and enriches us far beyond the fact that this beautiful place put up with our antics for 4 years. DePa, in a way, is our intellectual home. As many of us are well aware, we live in a time where facts and thought and intellectualism are dismissed as bad. And we live in a time when the arts and humanities and literature are attacked as propaganda or waste, and reason is relegated to sound bites, and the notion that words actually have meaning are ignored. And I think we're really lucky, regardless of when we came here, that DePa and the liberal arts education it gave us set us on a different path. I've never forgotten a conversation I had with Bob Calvert on the stairs in Asbury one day. I was a junior or senior. And it was in some response to some controversy of the moment. And he goes, well, Mike, some people just don't believe in facts or ideas, just an agenda. And living in D.C., you become acutely aware and sensitive of these hacks, who are oblivious to the realities of the world we live in. But DePa alumni really are different. No matter conservative or liberal or anything in between, the level of thoughtfulness and civility that this place has instilled in us is really remarkable. Through DePa, we saw the world. whether it's studying abroad or taking service trips or in the classroom. And through DePauw, we saw the interconnectedness of different disciplines and different people and places. DePauw didn't teach us how to have a certain profession. It taught us how to think and to live. And DePauw is also our social home. As I talked about these stories before, that's very obvious. But besides that, and I know I'm not alone in this, friends and colleagues I've met since DePauw have always been amazed at how well we can balance life. We were able to juggle papers and exams and crazy amounts of reading and somehow cram in Little Five, Monon, Ring String, Greek God, Mr. University, Real Life for Life, and countless informals, formals, and parties. DePauw affirmed in us the value and the importance of human connection and friendship, no matter how stressful we are, how long the hours, or how busy life may be. It was not possible to make it through here 4 years without understanding the importance of having and building community. And finally, and I think most importantly, DePauw, in a way, is our ethical and our moral home. When our class showed up in 2002, we were greeted by President Bottoms. And he welcomed us, and he welcomed us to the new Julian Center, to the newly planted Holton Quad, to the under-construction student social space in the renovated Walden, and the under-construction Peeler Center. We were the 166th class to show up on DePauw's doorstep. And at that convocation, President Bottoms stressed something. On the wake of Enron, on the eve of the Iraq War, he reminded us of character. And character and integrity, as many people are well know, many years past Enron, are really still needed in business, in education, in government, and everywhere else, even in our home. And in this place where there's no such thing as anonymity, we learned about accountability. There will always be others counting on you. Someone will always be watching and judging accordingly, whether it's your fraternity president, your seminar professor, your RA, or Dorian Chager. So, with that said, it's really easy to measure a graduating class or a university and its alumni base on money earned or prestige or power. But what that smile is about, when people who know this school hear DePauw, it's not any of that. It's a measure of the intangibles, the character, the community, and the warmth that come from this place and the people it has touched. So it's so great to see so many of us back home. I know that more people from our class are slowly waking up and making their way to campus, which we appreciate. And here's to many, many more reunions, visits, and GCBs to come. Thank you.